Where are you? We got some work to do now.
He's Philip Jr., and then Scooby's actually Philip the Third. But then when Scooby was born, it's like, okay, one more Phil in the house, you know, or, you know, in the family.
Well, it was really Scoob. Everyone added the Scooby-Doo. It's always a Scoob. And then it kind of like some people that don't know call him Scooby-Doo, but it's really Scoob. That's all it's ever been. We were actually watching Scooby-Doo, and I was like, why don't we just call him Scoob? And then literally all through football, baseball, basketball, umpires, referees, everyone in Sonoma County knew him by Scoob. But yeah, that's kind of how Scooby came about.
To whom it may concern, my name is Philip Anthony Scooby Wright III. I'm writing to express my interest in playing for your football team. Throughout my career, many coaches and teams have overlooked my talents, as if my production on the field was just a fluke. I get it. If you see me in street clothes, you might not think I'm the next great NFL linebacker. But when you see me on the field, you'll probably think differently. Growing up, I was actually probably better at baseball than I was football. But in baseball, you can't run around and hit people. So I think it was my first Pop Warner game. I was like 7 years old. It was a kickoff. And I just run down and just smacked this guy. And I was like, just cheesing from cheek to cheek. And ever since that day, I just kind of fell in love with it and never looked back.
I think Scooby, for one, he's super humble. Like, he just likes to work and just continue to get better at everything he does. He'll be sitting here and then he'll like, I gotta go, and then he'll just, like, in the middle of the night, he'll go out for a 5 mile run at 10 o'clock at night, and he doesn't like to slow down, that's for sure.
We have this motto called the Hard Edge, and it just talks about, like, toughness and just kind of having that, I want to say, like that nastiness, meanness to you. Be super tough and just play as hard as you can, 1,000 miles an hour, and just having fun.
Some of the interviews at the Combine, someone asked him, like, What are you gonna do for us? And he goes, well, I'm gonna be the first one in the weight room. I'm gonna be last one out. I'm gonna be in the film room, and I'm gonna work hard. And he goes, well, everyone says that. He goes, well, I mean it. I'm gonna do it. He said, that's the difference.
I think that was actually one of the Browns coaches that said
yeah,
that to him.
Actually, yeah, that, it could have been.
But between the lines, I will be your workhorse. If you want to be me to be an inside linebacker, I will do it. If you want me to be an outside linebacker, I will do it. If you want me to crush people on special teams, I'll do it with a smile on my face.
As a freshman in college, you have to pay your dues. And then I think as a rookie going into the NFL, you have to pay your dues just as hard or probably harder, I expect. And then just go in there and just shut my mouth and just go to work. So I think it's going to be a lot of learning. I think there's going to be a little learning curve, but I'm excited about it. What else could I ask for?
I'm going to reach my full potential on someone's team. I think it's in your best interest to make sure that it's yours. Sincerely, Scooby Wright.